Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We're here.
So tell me when to go, which is 10?
Go.
Go.
You can go.
Okay. The board has concluded the first of two executive sessions pertaining to an offer on the Inter-Island Medical Center. Are there any comments or motions to be proffered by the board?
I move that we add $25,000 to the earnest money agreement. It's a left blank. That would be paragraph 2 under earnest money. The earnest money in the amount of $25,000 shall be in the form of wire.
Second.
Can you guys turn on your mics?
Any discussion?
Nope.
None heard. Call for the vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 That sounds unanimous. Is that true?
True.
Yes.
Very good. Any other discussion or motions?
I would like to make a motion to counter the purchase price with an additional $40,000. So the purchase price would be $800,000, counter with $890,000.
Okay. Is that the end of your motion?
Pardon me?
Is that your complete motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
There appears not to be.
Okay. Any additional discussion or motions?
Sure. I move that since the Med Center has cost us about $170,000 just sitting there in the last 5 years, that we split the difference of our last counter offer of $905,000 on the last offer with the $850,000 offer and counter with $877,500.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, Appleton. Just to get a
discussion.
Okay, I know the temptation is to move quickly, or at least with no further delay, concerning the sale of this property. But as we know, it's a prime property, and undue haste at this point in this market, I think, may not serve the taxpayers' interest. We've heard a counter offer proposal by Rebecca of $890,000, and we've heard one from Annalisa of $877,500. And just in the terms of discussion, not yet a motion, I was thinking more along the terms of what was previously our last public counter offer, which was $905,000.
Any further comments and discussion period?
I think it's within the appropriate percentage for us to sell it, and it's only decreasing in value the longer it sits there. This is our third offer in 3 months, and it's in the best interest of the community to sell the property and make the money to pay down the bond on this building. I think that we can haggle over, you know, another $20,000-$30,000, but if it doesn't sell, it's going to cost us $34,000 again or more next year.
Pam, when would those $34,000 expenses, how are they distributed throughout the year? Have they already paid them for this year with taxes? And
no, every month you have to pay the water bill, the maintenance for the HB, the maintenance agreement, the lawn service, the electricity bill, the
insurance
is paid quarterly. So it it's throughout the year you pay, you know, adds up to about $33,000, $34,000.
Are we heating this building that no one's using?
Well, to keep the HVAC up, you have to leave them at a certain temperature range to keep them operable. So if somebody buys the building and they want to keep the HV, you have to keep them serviced and maintenance.
So, Bill, anyone that bought this building, do you think they'd keep it or just tear it down?
Well, there have been several offers that they do want to keep the building. So, you know, I can't determine what is going to happen.
Bill, if he thinks that.
It will depend on the buyer, but I think there's a very good chance that someone might want to keep it and will appreciate that those systems are not ancient and are currently running. So I think it's beneficial to keep them up.
Okay.
What if we take the difference since the 905 that Mark mentioned and the 890 that I mentioned and split the difference and do 900 or right underneath around the same time frame? I would like to see, yes, I'd like to see the building sold. I'd also like to see some of the money that we spent for the last 3 years, I guess, or 5 years, recouped. So that would recoup a little bit of it for the community. And still put it at a price under 900, and the last two offers did not necessarily go away because we countered. So I don't see that as a big issue.
So you're offering that as an amendment?
Well, it's discussion. I can.
Okay, but it's a change in what is on the table. Is
that because we seconded it, yes. Yes, I would offer that as an amendment to make the purchase price $900,000, which would almost split the difference between the two comments that we made during discussion.
I second that amendment. Discussion?
So what's the number now?
$897,500.
Oh, I just made it around 900 approximately.
Okay.
I approximately split it.
That's fine.
Okay, that was the... So the motion was for amending it to 900,000.
Okay. It carries a second. Is there further discussion on the amendment?
I still think it's too high, and it's not showing that we're willing to meet him anywhere closer to what he's offering or what the LLC is offering.
Thank you, Annalisa. Any further discussion on this amendment?
I have none.
Okay. Sounds like none. Let's call for a vote. All those in favor of the amendment, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
That would be...
And that's three ayes and nays, obviously the opposite, two nays. So it prevails by three ayes, is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. So now we go back to the amended motion, which stands with a second, but it needs to stand, well, the amendment passed, so now we vote on the amended motion. So can we have a second?
No second.
Okay. Any further discussion? In the absence of saying, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
No.
So three ayes and two nays, is that correct?
That's correct.
Motion passes. The next order of business is the second executive session. Oh, I want to add there, as we did at the last, meaning specific to real estate, we gave Pam the authority to sign on behalf of the board. Do I have the board's consent to allow that to occur yet again?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody's yes.
Okay. Including myself. Thank you. So the second order of business is the second executive session.
Thank you, Bill.
pertinent RCWs are number one, RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, in parentheses, parentheses F, in parentheses, which reads, to receive and evaluate complaints or charges brought against a public officer or employee. And this RCW allows the individual involved to request a public hearing and to attend the executive session in person. This individual has declined to have a public hearing, number one, and number two, will not participate in the executive session for lack of counsel on both consideration. The other pertinent to RCW is RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, in parentheses G, in parentheses, which reads, to review the performance of a public employee. We will now reconvene for the second executive session upstairs.
How long?
For how long?
1 hour.
Thank you. We're going to hang up on you so we can call you again.